Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I love making soups, and I'll do it all year long. The soups I make in the cold months are not the same ones as I make in the summer. Hotter weather demands colder soups. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, it's not hard to master the art of making chilled soups.
No, not at all. I mean, theoretically, you can stick any soup in the fridge, but obviously, you know, some recipes are going to work much better than others.
Well, I think the best-known chilled soup has got to be gazpacho. It's sort of a chilled tomato soup.
It is, but there's a lot more than just gazpacho out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we should talk about them. One recipe I found, and it's typical and typically easy, it's a cold avocado and cucumber soup. Mm-hmm. Essentially, we're going to gather all the ingredients, put them in a blender, you know, and give them a good long zap and into the fridge for an hour or so.
What kind of things will we be putting in it?
Well, we want all good-sized, soft, ripe avocados that mm-hmm. we can scoop out. And then we'll scoop the seeds of half a cucumber and chop it up. We'll add some plain yogurt, a little mint, some lime juice to brighten it up, cumin, salt, and pepper, couple of cups of cold water, or even maybe some cold vegetable broth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you could garnish it with about anything. How about lumps of crab meat, I think, would be good.
Yep. If you want to take out a new mortgage on your house, you could buy some lumps of crab meat, for sure. I mean, that'll work.
Yeah.
You can, the other one that's always good and use cantaloupe soup.
With
basil cream.
Yeah, with all of our Maryland cantaloupe, that's a natural.
Yeah, yeah. You just want to get a nice ripe one. Scoop out all of the melon out of the shell, leaving the seeds out, of course. Process that with lemon juice, the zest of the lemon, some mint. And then you want to make a nice basil cream. You know, put a cup of heavy cream in your food processor along with a tablespoon of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Whip that until it's thick, then add a little bit of your basil. Now, when you want to serve the soup, you give it a good long chill, pour a cup or so of sparkling wine into it.
Oh, my.
It a little excitement.
Uh-huh.
You know, give it a stir, portion it out, plop the basil cream on top, and boom, you got a delicious soup for a hot summer evening.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we mentioned cucumber and yogurt. Do we have a recipe to use those for a soup?
Oh, yeah. I mean, same deal. Peel seed, you know, and finely dice a beautiful English cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in a bowl with a little bit of minced garlic, salt, white pepper, a few tablespoons of chopped up dill, and a couple of cups of Greek yogurt.
And for the broth?
You know, again, I love cold vegetable broth. Stir it in really well. And to garnish, you can drizzle some high-quality extra virgin olive oil, sprinkle with some chopped up pecans or roasted sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, I'm starting to feel cool already. do you have a soup that takes advantage of all the great summer produce we have here in Maryland?
Sure, sure. How about corn, yellow tomatoes, yellow bell pepper, cucumber, and onion?
That sounds like the Eastern Shore in a bowl.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. All the ingredients are going to be used raw. We'll start with corn sliced off the cob, golden tomatoes minus the seeds, yellow peppers also minus the seeds. Toss them into the food processor along with some chopped up red onion, a little bit of olive oil, salt, pepper. You blend it until it's super smooth, chill it down, serve it in soup bowls. If you want to garnish it, you can use your favorite summer salsa.
It's so much fun to make summer salsa here in Maryland because we
yes.
got such great ingredients. Don't forget peaches in your salsa.
Of course.
And I bet there's something you can do with chilled peach soup. I'll have to think about that one. Jerry, we're going to put all of these on the website and people can give them a try at home. It's the perfect time of year for it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.